Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, new customers, you can sign up using promo code DNVR. And when you do, you place a $5 bet. And when it wins, boom, $200 in bonus bets instantly with code DNVR from DraftKings Sportsbook. I am Patrick Lyons.
I'm Susie Hunter. Patrick, did you have a good weekend? What an exciting weekend of baseball.
A lot. The most baseball this time of March, probably ever.
Yeah.
Between Las Vegas. Between four Rockies games, first off.
So many Rockies games.
Vegas.
Who knew we could support so many Rockies games with this infrastructure?
Crazy. Exactly.
Crazy.
Also supporting Team USA and the World Baseball Classic going on. And then a significant transaction for the Rockies.
What a weird Sunday morning.
What a weird transaction. Kind of.
Kind of weird.
It's really strange. Very much looking forward to what folks have to say in the chat. A lot of people sounded off yesterday on social media. Some just kind of just too tired to deal with what it all means.
Because I'm kind of in that boat.
It's like I'm complicated. Like,
I'm so tired.
It's kind of complicated. So here's what we know. Here's what is definitively true. The Rockies have agreed to a one-year deal with outfielder Jerks and Profar. $7.75 million is what the terms were agreed to. There's a potential for another $1 million bonus if he's healthy and has 400 plate appearances. He was pretty solid last year with San Diego. Was worth 3.1 wins above replacement, according to Baseball Reference. Hit .243, 15 homers, 58 RBI, stole five bases. Was really solid in general. A guy who's 30 years old now, just turned that last month. Reunited with his manager from the Netherlands, Hensley Mullins. So it's a good connection.
Curacao fam, let's go.
He's not here yet. I don't know if he's in the country yet. Or yeah, he's definitely not like in Arizona or in spring training. He should report later this week. And then he'll have about a week to get ready for opening day because it seems like he'll be the starting left fielder and leadoff hitter.
We haven't had a true leadoff hitter. So that's like the only thing I'm like, oh, you know, I'm excited to see someone actually take on that role. Because we haven't had that in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. And talking with a lot of Rockies people around, you know, obviously it's like, hey, did you see this? What do you think about that? You know, his on-base percentage isn't as good as Jonathan Daza's. Not by a lot. But as it was pointed out, like, well, you know, 15 home runs is maybe the career total that Jonathan Daza may end up with. So the fact that Profar hit 15 last year puts more pop back in the top of that lineup. Now we've, you know, we saw it maybe 15, 20 years ago, Tony La Russa sort of saying, you know what, I need more at-bats for my best hitter in the lineup. So the best hitter doesn't hit third, the best hitter hits second. And now we're sort of seeing, hey, you know what, a guy that might typically hit third previously, he's got good on-base percentage, let's bat him leadoff so we can get a little bit of pop, maybe get an opening leadoff home run. So Profar batting leadoff, I think is a good fit. Pretty much, again, similar on-base percentage, similar profile to Daza, but he can lean into one once in a while, go yard, and that's something that the Rockies really haven't had since Charlie Blackmon.
Yeah, no, they really haven't. Times are changing. I am, you know, I have been paying attention to what people have to say about this, and I think everyone's big concern is, oh, are we just blocking more future talent? Like, is this one year going to make that much of a difference in terms of these guys getting their playing time at the majors, getting used to it, getting comfortable?
Man, it's a lot to possibly break down. That's the great question. I mean, that's what a lot of people are kind of concerned about. That's what they're worried about as far as those young guys getting blocked with this signing again being so late. when it comes, you know, had it happened, you know, earlier in the off season, a lot of it is context too, you know, in all of this, there was, you know, the Nolan Jones trade, and the idea was, hey, here is a left-handed hitting outfielder. That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to get a left-handed hitting outfielder, but now it seems like Nolan Jones might not be making the opening day roster. That's why you went and signed Jerickson and Profar. So some of that work that you did in the off season really wasn't as good as you were hoping it to be, and it wasn't very good to begin with, right?
Yeah.
It, and you know, now you've got, I believe there are 9 guys that are going to be free agents after this year. They have 1 year left.
Wow.
On their deal. You know, the injuries to Brendan Rodgers, I think is just so huge, right? Like, so you got Rodgers, you got Bouchard and Gilbreth, 3 guys that, at least with the position players and Bouchard and Rodgers, you would have said, hey, they're going to get a lot of playing time. Obviously Rodgers, so he's, the reigning Gold Glove Award winner at second base. Mm-hmm. And you say, all right, Bouchard, he'll get some time. And then you've got some bench spots around. Now you got Moustakas over at third base a little bit, taking up some time from Montero just a little bit. Moustakas maybe even doing the same thing at first base. So now is that eating into some time for a guy like Michael Tolia? Mm-hmm. You know, someone reached out to me on Twitter saying, well, what happens when Randall Grichuk gets back?
You know, that's also what I'm wondering, too. What happens?
There's only one thing that can really happen, because when Grichuk is back, you only have literally 4 guys with minor league options. You have Brian Servin, you need a backup catcher, so that ain't happening.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah Montero, if he's playing well, and it's been said by numerous people in the Rockies front office, he's got nothing really else to learn or prove down in AAA, so he's not going anywhere. Ezekiel Tovar is your starting shortstop on opening day, so that only leaves Alan Trejo. And Alan Trejo has been one of the darlings of the World Baseball Classic.
He's literally an international star right now.
And
although, would it be maybe best case scenario to try to, would the Rockies dare to trade Alan Trejo when his value is so up right now from being so electric in this World Baseball Classic for Team Mexico? Do we just try to find a better home for him and get something out of him?
You know,
get something back for him.
As wild of an idea as that is.
I know this is a crazy idea, but for other teams, this would just be a no-brainer.
I was going to say, there's probably about 25 other teams that go, I mean, yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Like, yeah.
It's pretty obvious, right?
But what do we always say about the Rockies? Hoarder energy.
Hoarder energy. Yeah.
Hoarder energy.
They've done it again here with Jerickson Profar. So the young guys, I think they will eventually play. I think this, you know, suggests that a lot of guys maybe aren't as far along as, you know, you would have hoped. You know, it still just kind of, you know, begs the question, did they get enough depth? Like, did they improve their depth that much this offseason? It seemed as if they did to a degree. And obviously the young guys coming up from the, you know, mid-levels of the minor leagues are adding to that depth. But there's still a gap. There is still a hole. Brendan Doyle. Obviously, he's still not ready. That's why you make a Profar transaction. Yeah. Tolia, not quite ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nolan Jones, not quite ready. So that's where, you know, this move is. And again, none of that is an indictment on the player itself. It's much more of an indictment on the team, kind of saying, you know, they weren't ready here with guys that could kind of step in. Like, Sean Bouchard is that perfect guy where, sure, he's been overlooked his entire career. He's never been a top 100 prospect, barely like a top 30 prospect. But you've got something there, so go ahead, give him a shot. Give it a chance. Maybe catch lightning in a bottle, similar to Sam Hilliard, similar to Connor Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have had a lot more of those guys in your system had you maybe been a little bit more active at the trade deadline in 2021 and 2022, which is why the idea of trading Alan Trejo or the idea of trading any of these guys on expiring contracts in July, and you go, hey, that's good. Sign Profar, and you know he has a good first half. You go ahead and flip him. Well, what if you can't? Because to the Rockies, I think they think that they can't do certain things at times. I think they felt this move was a way of them saying, we're a little bit fearful of losing 100 games. I think this is somewhat of a panic move to say.
Yeah.
And his salary is actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought he was going to get the $10 million he was searching for. I think, mm-hmm. you know, Boris was probably looking for 2 years, 20. So $10 million for 2 years, only $7.75 million. So, like, I think that's a good contract. But again, I think this is a panic move to go, ooh, you know what? I understand you don't want to overexpose some of those young guys too. Mm-hmm. So you're saying, right, let's protect them. But again, you are now investing money. How much money? How much money, Susie? How far could that money have gone if you had sunk $8 million this year into analytics? How far could that have gone? Where would that money have been better spent? In a season in which the owner, going into spring training, with everyone healthy,
he's heated, folks,
wasn't even going to be a 500 season. And now you've just went out between Brad Hand and now the Jerickson Profar signing. Like, you've put in a little bit more significant money, but not because it's an investment in this team and this roster because it could win. It's more out of fear of, well, what is it going to mean if these guys are hurt and now...
None of these are long-term investments. None of this is working towards the future. None of this is working towards cracking that window open for 2025, maybe. All of this is just for, hey, this year, let's avoid 100 losses. And we talked about this, you know, off air, I think the other day. Mm-hmm. What does a 100-loss team look like?
Yeah, later this week, we're going to have to kind of dig into that. Because I think we feel we know what a 100-win team looks like. Also, you pay attention to 100-win teams. Yes. You also get to see them in October, mm-hmm. right? And you know what their successes are. And, of course, they've had failures. But you're not focused on them because the successes very much outweigh that. Mm-hmm. But a failure, you don't want to look at it. You want to forget it.
Yes.
You want to put that in the past and say, we should never speak of that season ever again. So how do we know we might be looking at something like that right now? Don't know. Look, for a 3 or 4 year stretch, the Cubs and the Astros were tanking. Their strategy was to lose to get better in the future. And they both won World Series because of it. This is, mm-hmm. I want to say, circa 2012 through 2015. The Rockies, on average, in those 4 years, only lost like a game or two worse. And they were trying to win. So that's what we're dealing with. All right.
That hurts.
On the brighter side. Here's some fun facts about Jerickson Profar.
Oh, I love some fun facts. Let's go.
So he played in two Little League World Series, 2004 and 2005. 1-4 when he was 11, 12, and then got to the championship game in 2005, lost to a team from Hawaii. So two Little League World Series under his belt.
That's really cool.
Pairs nicely with Randall Grichuk. Exactly. Now we got two Little League World Series guys. That's cool.
There's one thing we know about the Rockies. They love Little League World Series participants.
He is the second player from Curaçao, second Caracan player. We would not begrudge you if you forgot Jair Jurgens and his 9.1 innings, mm-hmm. Two starts.
Oh, never forget.
Yeah, but he's a pitcher, so this is the first position player, Caracan position player. He's also a double unique. Believe it or not, Susie, there haven't been like 9 or 10 other Jerickson's that have ever played for the Rockies.
That is so interesting. I would not have, of course, I expected him to be a double unique.
So how about this? On opening day, you're going to have a double unique in left field in Jerickson Profar, a double unique in center field in Jonathan Daza, and when Randall Grichuk comes back in right field, Randall with one L will be another double unique. You'd have an entire outfield of players who are double uniques, which means nobody in the history of baseball and 23,000 players who have logged an inning or an at-bat or just a game appearance between the Negro Leagues, Major League Baseball, mm-hmm. all of that. I don't know if we've ever seen something like that before. So no one has that player's first name in their registry. Because you could have a nickname, too. Mm-hmm. If your name is like Squeaky, that's kind of that's your registry that everyone calls you Squeaky. All right, you might be the only Squeaky out there.
Is there a Squeaky out there?
There might be,
but we don't have to look it up.
No. But yeah, and no one has your first name or your last name.
Yes.
So that would be neat. He does have two brothers, Jeremy, Jeremi.
I like that.
And Jerdrick.
No.
That one I don't.
No.
Jeremy, all right, I like it. I like what you did there.
There's no
Jerdrick. Why not?
What?
Why not?
I love it. I love it. Good for them.
I did put in my notes this idea that, you know, we don't like to use the word rebuilding if the Rockies don't think that they're rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
they
they're
hate
not.
That
I mean,
word.
You know, look, we can say if they're rebuilding or not, but they also don't have the actions of teams that is rebuilding, which is part of the thing. It's like, no, you very clearly should be. And they're like, no, we're putting more bricks on this rubble and we're trying to balance it out and straighten. And you're like, there's rubble all around. It's not, you should be rebuilding. This isn't a rebuild.
That's what they named the Rockies after.
It's true.
After the rubble.
The Colorado rubble.
Welcome to the DNVR Rubble podcast.
So
we talk about the damage that we're looking at.
Pretty much. So we can't use the word rebuild. I've kind of thought that this year is a reset, where you're resetting to give a chance to a lot of these young guys, but with all of the one-year deal guys.
Doesn't feel like a reset anymore.
The lack of with the lack of youngsters that they're really going to have up, at least to start the season. And And I don't know how many of these young guys are even going to get opportunities early on in the year in like May or June. We'll kind of have to wait and see. It's really more of just a replay. That's all that this is.
Ooh, Patrick.
Now, 2022.
That was good.
2022 is a replay of 2021. Now, you lost Story and you lost Gray, but you also replaced Story with Chris Bryant, and you replaced John Gray with Chad Kuhl and a couple other guys. And you said, oh, a one-year deal for Jose Iglesias. That's unusual. That's not like the Rockies. Alex Colomé. That's unusual. That's not like the Rockies. So you pretty much were running it back the exact same team. And I think in many ways, you're kind of running back the same general concept of this team. Yeah. Some of the faces, again, have changed, but the core is still that same general core, mm-hmm. and nothing is changing about it. And we're not really taking a step towards 2024 and having a true reset in that way.
You know what? Well said, Patrick. You would, yeah, yeah. Yes, it's Monday. Yes.
It's a manic Monday at this point.
It's a manic Monday.
In Las Vegas, again, Rockies luck. It rains in Las Vegas, and so they only get like 7 innings in. But they won the game at least.
Of course. Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. And you know what? I don't know if you knew this. Chris Bryant is from Las Vegas.
Do tell. What else have you got on that? That's interesting.
And he got to play at his home.
That's pretty neat.
That's pretty great. And I think no one asked him about it.
Yeah, I'm assuming. I wonder if he has a place in Vegas. I mean, again, we look at athletes and we look at them at millionaires and go, oh, yeah, they got houses all over the place. They don't have them all over the place. They might have two.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he has a place anymore in Las Vegas. Hmm. He might lease. You never know.
You know what? It's a shame we didn't ask him.
Maybe he stays with his parents when he's in Vegas. That's just the thing. He's just sleeping in a twin-sized bed, and that's why his back's all jacked up. We figured it out. That's
there
it.
There it is. Knock on, where's the wood? I'm like, knock on wood here.
Oh, man, appreciate the love on the cap there in the chat. Love that. I love what Bud Black actually had to say about Las Vegas being a potential expansion site, because it seems possible.
Before we get into that, did you hear what Chris Bryant said?
No. Oh, wait. Yes, I did. Oh, yeah. You played it on Friday.
Yes, we played it on Friday.
Two or three times, actually. It was that good of a quote.
Oh, it happens. We could not. I'm going to blame it on the bar being so loud because we could not hear anything that we were doing. We couldn't hear each other talk, vote, and I. Like, we're playing clips multiple times without even realizing. We could not hear anything.
I wonder if one of the reasons why Chris Bryant feels so strongly about it being a done deal, in his words, mm-hmm. about an expansion team in Las Vegas, which if that's true and it is some kind of done deal, it does mean that I was correct in saying MLB does not want Oakland to go to Las Vegas. You want Las Vegas to be an expansion team, to pay $2 billion, $2.2 billion, whatever it is.
They got that money.
That's the way to go on that. But I wonder if it's so far away that it will actually be, as Chris Bryant said, after his playing career. Will he get in on some of that ownership stake?
You know what? But the way I also interpret it, yeah, I feel like you could interpret what he said a couple of different ways, because he also mentioned them getting an NBA team, rather.
Sure.
So the one way to interpret what he said was like, oh, once that all comes together, he'll be retired.
That's true, yeah.
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 And then he could enjoy his parents' house in Vegas.
There we go. Maybe a double. Double size, but queen, he can go for the queen. Yeah. California king. How about a Texas king?
I wonder if he's like...
How about a Wyoming king?
What is a Wyoming king?
Look it up! Okay, after California king, there are a lot larger size mattresses.
No,
Susie,
there are.
This is your friggin' wheelhouse. I don't know how you don't know this, because you like obscure and random pieces of information. There are larger size... There's a Texas king. Alyssa, do we know about this? I got a little side eye like, what is he going on about? This is legit. Look it up. Wyoming king is the size.
Wyoming king.
Texas king. I think there's an Alaska king.
Oh, wow. These are huge.
We don't have a mattress sponsor. Just saying. That's it.
I'm going to send this to Jason right now. Just be like, we need them as a sponsor. Because I would like a Wyoming king size bed.
And I think people could test it out. Like, we've got enough space here in the bar in the corner of Colfax and York where you could, like, lay down, watch a game. Like, that would be a great VIP spot for our diehards. Again, that's another one of the great things in the package. If you're a diehard, you get to lie down on, like, a Wyoming king. or Texas King. Again, bigger than California King. Alyssa's like, I learned something new today. You could get 15% off your tab at the DNVR bar while you're laying in a Wyoming King. 20% off all the gear at dnvrlocker.com. And, of course, Party Bus watch parties. The April 29th one, mm-hmm. I think we might be getting close to selling out. So,
oh my god,
got to get on that. dnvrlocker.com. Mm-hmm. 20% off when you're a diehard.
You know what else is going
on? So you get a little
on.
Savings for that game.
Sorry, you know what else is going on tomorrow here at the DNVR bar?
Yes.
We got rugby fam coming in.
We do. Yeah, we got a really cool meet and greet here from 5 to 7. So that's actually going on while the World Baseball Classic is going down. So that's kind of perfect. That ties in. You can hang out. There's going to be some of the Colorado Raptors. They're actually going to be in the house. If you don't know, they are one of the top rugby teams in the world, if not one of the best, at least in the country. Players from all kinds of different sports and different disciplines who have learned the game. And you can learn with them. We've got the DNVR Rugby Podcast with Colton Strickler. That's fantastic. But yeah, first 50 folks through the door, boom, you're going to get a Raptors beanie. And I hope they have like 55 or 56 in that box. So, you know, we can get a couple of that, you know, get pushed our way.
If I don't get my hands on one of those beanies, I'm going to be furious.
Yeah, go to AmericanRaptors.com. You actually get some free tickets for their games. Infinity Park is amazing down in Glendale. I know. Mm-hmm. Glendale might get a bad rap. I know John Morant loves to go to a lot of the Infinity Park games. He's in Glendale. He loves Infinity Park, I think. I've skimmed a couple articles.
We know he's a Glendale dude.
I've skimmed a couple articles. Maybe I read them just a bit too quick. But look, here's a quick fix for you right there. Use code DNVR when you go to DraftKings Sportsbook. Because right now, things are popping off in a big way. All you got to do is make a $5 bet. And when it wins, you get $200 in bonus bets. Instantly, you can do the same game parlays for NBA games, which is fantastic. Preseason games, you can still get down on World Baseball Classic. You can also bet the over and under on wins for a team. End of year award winners. It's pretty fantastic. A lot of fun over there. All the sports too. I mean, EPL and soccer over in Europe is kind of winding down. It's weird. This was a World Cup year.
Yeah.
Or at least a World Cup cycle. So
technically that was 2022. I don't cycle. Know what day it is, what year it is.
Don't they call all of the seasons of America's Top Model, America's Next Top Model cycles? They don't call them seasons, I believe.
That show's been off air for a long time, though.
I'm dropping some serious knowledge on you today. Just
you're
so you
just
know.
Like some of these are just like these cuts are too deep.
Yeah,
too deep.
But yes, World Cup cycle. World Baseball Classic cycle. Talk about that here in just a second. And again, use code DNVR, $5 bet. Boom, $200 in bonus bets instantly only at DraftKings Sportsbook and only with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Here's a gimme right now. Lock this bad boy in. Do it before tonight. Japan to score over 4.5 runs against Mexico, going heavy too if you need to because it's minus 140. So wow. It's not a huge payout, but that is a gimme. In Japan's first four games, they scored 8, 13, 10, and 7. Okay, you might say it's lesser competition. They scored 9 against Italy. Mexico has a much better pitching staff, but come on. Shohei Ohtani, it would not surprise me if he had 5 RBI by the end of the fourth inning. So 4.5 runs for Japan. Hit that over against Mexico tonight at minus 140. That's my DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week. Easy money.
We like that pick.
Mexico, Puerto Rico, Friday night was great. That was a good back and forth game.
It was a good game.
Still just so surprised about it. It feels like a million years ago now, maybe mainly because of how much I was invested in the Team USA games, mm-hmm. but with Edwin Diaz just being hurt. And now we've got a couple other guys getting hurt too.
Yeah.
Nolan Arenado got hit on the hand on Sunday night. We're still waiting to hear what his deal is. But then on Saturday, Daniel Bard, you know, a little bit erratic there in the fifth inning. Give up a hit, 3 walks, 2 wild pitch. Hit Jose Altuve on the hand, fractured thumb for him. Not really clear how long he's going to be out for.
Yeah, you know, that was probably, I feel like that's the most chaotic we've seen Daniel Bard be.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, a Rocky is getting national attention. Oh, it's bad. He was a meme over the weekend.
Yeah, I definitely think I felt worse for Daniel Bard than the Rockies community in general, you know, as a person. But it was still like both of them are both like, ugh, it just sucks. One of your guys, again, is on that platform. Mm-hmm. And again, I didn't like search around Twitter to see what people's reactions were. But I imagine if you did a keyword search on Twitter, you'd probably find like 4,500 tweets of, why is there a Rockies pitcher on Team USA? Wait, I just learned there's two. Like, okay, I get it. It's funny, but Daniel Barr deserves to be there. That was kind of a bummer that
that
went down that way.
That is what makes it such a bummer, because we know that he is so good. And of course, this like one bad outing that he has. What does Buddy always say? Like, oh, I'm sure he wishes he could get some of those pitches back.
For sure.
My favorite Buddy saying. But, it's... I hate that for the narrative of baseball in Colorado, yeah, because it just proves all the haters right. They won't notice when he does well,
yeah,
but they will notice when he makes mistakes.
Yeah, that's all he'll be remembered by, unfortunately. Not really, but...
Oh, my gosh!
Like for some fans, all
die?
This... For some fans this entire year, they'll just kind of harken back on that. Like, if he makes the All-Star team, which... I would take that if that was on DraftKings Sportsbook. I bet he's going to be an all-star this year.
Yeah.
He looked great down in spring training, getting himself ready. This kind of actually throws him off a little bit, because he wasn't able to practice a lot of the things he wanted to with the pitch clock. Actually, our article just went up on Saturday about all the different tinkering that he's done. Like, you know, Zach Greinke actually did this the other day. I think it was yesterday. He gave up a lot of hits because he just wanted to feel what it was like to have to, like, pick off guys. And to use up his two, to be like, okay, I don't really have another one to burn.
Zach Greinke playing chess.
And Daniel Barr was saying the exact same thing there in early February. So he'll be an all-star, and then someone's closer will get snubbed, and they'll go, oh, this guy shouldn't be an all-star. And it's like, okay, let's not bring up the old news. Let's not bring up old shit.
And, like, you know what? Anytime the Rockies have a national broadcast this season, like, we don't think we're going to have a ton, but...
2020... What happens first, national broadcast or postseason?
Well,
I say postseason because they'll sneak in like in 2007, and then it's like, oh, we didn't even broadcast them nationally at all this year because they just got it. They just slid underneath that door like an Indiana Jones.
Yeah, no, I think like Apple TV, like when they do their Friday night games,
sure,
like they hit every team at least once.
But are those games free?
Yeah, those are free.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're stretching the definition of national. But you're
well,
right.
Like,
it's something.
Like, you know, a national broadcast comes in. It's a new audience. It's new broadcasters, and they always bring up they kind of bring up like some of the same stories that we've already heard, but maybe like a bigger audience hasn't necessarily heard.
That was how they started out with Bard. We're like, yeah, great story about this guy.
Yeah, exactly. So they'll talk about his story, and they're like, but. Oh boy, did he beef it!
Yeah,
in the World Baseball Classic, and I'm gonna hate that.
I know he was on the hook for the loss there until 7-5 Venezuela at one point, top of the eight, bases loaded.
Trey Turner.
Wow,
freaking Turner.
Goes off with the game-winning home run there on Saturday night. Has two home runs on Sunday in a 14-2 drubbing. I saw a couple of headlines that says drubs. I love the verbiage of drub.
It's not a word you hear often.
I actually looked it up. I was like, is this one of the most lopsided games in the semifinals or finals? Also, no mercy rule, too. That's another thing. Because it was like 12-2 at one point. And I was like, you just got to, because you could save your pitching staff. That's another like potential strategy is let's just beat these guys down really badly. Now we could save our pitchers. That's a good strategy.
Mm-hmm. There's no mercy rule now.
No, there isn't in this round. USA in the 2017 finals, the last finals we had, 8-0. That was like the previous, biggest drubbing. South Korea beat Venezuela 2009 in the semifinals, 10-2. 8 runs there lead. Japan over South Korea, 2006 semifinals, 6-0. This was the most lopsided game we've seen this deep in the WBC.
The most drubbings of drubbings.
Oh, totally. Trey Turner's two home runs. Second player to ever do it for Team USA since Ken Griffey Jr., who had a little home run derby. You probably saw some of that on Saturday.
Yeah.
The guys were going crazy. He was taking batting practice there. That was really cool.
I love when these dudes do some BP,
that
little
home
run derby.
Yeah, tonight we got Japan-Mexico. Japan, just like Cuba last night, 4 consecutive days of rest. Although, again, you've got like 30 hours of travel, so
you kind of,
you're losing some of it.
You know, yeah, exactly. That I feel like that kind of evens it out, the 30 hours of travel.
5:00 tonight, Patrick Sandoval versus 21-year-old Roki Sasaki.
And he's been electric lately.
Wow.
He's unreal.
You have to see it. I think whoever wins this game makes for a good narrative. It makes for exciting. Mexico did beat USA in pool play. Mm-hmm. So USA needs to get one back on them. But if it's Japan, it's Japan. Oh, it's
yeah.
Ohtani.
Yeah.
Like, come on. We want to see Japan USA.
We do.
It's amazing that it's lining up that way. But if it's still Mexico USA, that's still great.
I think that would be so much fun too. And I think that would just be such a great story for Team Mexico.
Oh yeah, right? I think so. I think
I'm happy with whatever narrative we get out of this.
I think if USA wins, I could see a lot of people in America kind of saying like, well, this is proof like the WBC, yeah, we're the best in the nation, in the world. Mm-hmm. We knew that ahead of time, like kind of before all of these tournaments. Now we've won back to back, kind of what's the point? But I think for the rest of the world, that makes it even saltier,
yeah,
juicier, bitter. What are some other flavors we got? Spicier.
Spicier.
It makes it tartar.
Let's go.
It's very tart now. Like, all of the flavors are there for the rest of the world. And that's what this is, a world classic. And if we're talking about a world classic type brew, WCB, world class brew, we're talking about Breck Brew. We're talking about the Avalanche Ale. We're talking about a brew that, it's an American amber, of course, that blends pale, chocolate, and caramel malts in a well-rounded, flavorful beer. It's the Harold Castro of beers. That may not mean anything to you, but if you've been listening to us long enough, you know what that means. He'll be on the opening day roster.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was going to be the starting left fielder before Jurickson's older brother, Jeremy, or Jurickson.
Is he okay?
Jurickson. Yeah, these are words, actually. Go back. It actually makes sense, even though I'm stammering. Jurickson's older brother, Jurickson. Yes, there we go. That's it. Harold Castro, he will be on that opening day roster, and he's a well-rounded. He can play all the positions. He can do all the things, just like Avalanche, AL4, Breck, Brew. 100%. Renewable energy. That's how these bad boys are made. It's Colorado company, Colorado ingredients. Make sure you support them. Go to the Breck Beer locator at breckbrew.com to find a Breck Brew near you. Jive Hive, JiveHyve.com is the spot. Uber Eats for weed. Don't have to worry about leaving your house. Mm-hmm. You've got something going on. Maybe you got groceries even being delivered. Now you can't leave. You got Amazon Prime getting delivered. Maybe there's porch pirates in your neighborhood. You can't leave home. You don't want to leave home. Mm-hmm. Jive Hive will deliver it right to your doorstep, and it'll be safe for you.
Yes.
It's great.
What a life-changing hack this is to be able to just have your weed delivered too. Like, maybe you're already having a party and you just need a little more. Yeah. Just need a little something.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Like, the morning of an event, you're like, hey, got to make sure I get myself taken care of there later on this evening. Boom, you do that bad thing. And anytime there's a convenience, you think there's going to be an additional charge. Not the case with Jive Hive, because they're not a typical brick and mortar. So they actually have a much lower overhead to be able to deliver something to you right to your doorstep. So I know it's March. I know it's really nice out. We got about maybe two more snows coming.
Yeah.
One light one that'll just make the morning commute a little bit of a headache. And then that final dump, like the third week in May, that's how it goes. Jive Hive will be there for you again. JiveHyve.com. Get your order delivered the same day or schedule a delivery window, and they will be there to say hi. Now serving Monument, Falcon, Peyton, Fountain, Woodland Park, Security, Widefield, Aurora, Greenwood Village. That's JiveHyve.com.
All right. Let's talk about some of the comments we've gotten.
Yeah, let's hit him up.
Trey Turner, Mr. March. I love that Trey Turner said that home run was more exciting than anything he's ever done before.
It's true. Those folks that have said like the WBC is meaningless, it's way too far. I get it. You want to have a hot take. And I understand how it lacks.
Everyone wants a hot take these days.
The WBC lacks the meaning of the Olympics and World Cup, but there's only two of those.
Also,
World Cup, Olympics. That's it. Every other tournament pales in comparison as well.
Who is to say that the WBC does not have the same meaning? Like, to me, like the WBC is more exciting than the World Cup.
Yeah, that's true. I've watched a lot more.
Yeah.
And I really like soccer, and I always have the intention to watch a lot of the World Cup. Mm-hmm. And in the past, I have. But the last three or four, not as much as I would like. I watched the first game of USA. That was a disappointing 1-1 draw against England. And it was like, okay, we're doing this same thing again. But you're right. The rest of the world does absolutely care about it. And it does have meaning. And it's only going to grow. Like, there was a first World Cup.
Exactly. You know, this is what I'm thinking. You know, at some point, I would love to see the WBC be on that level, as the same level as the World Cup. I'd love to see that. And who's to say that that can't happen?
In the, I'm struggling to remember where the first World Cup was held. It was in Argentina, but the exact location, I forget. They had to travel by boat. So not every country could even, like, play in it. So you want to talk about going, oh, it's a world tournament. It's like, no, it's not. No, it was the best that they could get at the time. And right now, this is the best that we could have. Eventually, if we get to a system which every 4 years, we take a two-week break during the All-Star break, and that's when we have the World Baseball Classic, because maybe there'll be less injuries then. And you go, oh, now we've got it figured out. You got to start someplace. And if this is where we're starting, it's a great start.
Yeah, this has been interesting to think about, moving the World Baseball Classic into, like, during the season, carving out time during the season. I mean, no matter what, if guys get injured, everyone's going to lose their minds. Like, oh, this is why we shouldn't have this.
I mean, it would be a bummer to miss the All-Star game, too, just because, you know, that's a great tournament. And again, you could figure out a way to do it where maybe there's one off day before the final or something, and that is, like, a little All-Star game. Or you could do some kind of, like, home run derby for all the World Baseball Classic teams, something like that. Again, like, if you've got the buy-in from MLB, which is what they've got, and again, you see what the numbers are like over in Japan and other parts of the world where it's, you know, Super Bowl type numbers in those countries, and, you know, over 50% of the population watching those games, like, that's really huge. So
also, I'm just, like, thinking, imagine a world where we cover baseball. We cover 162 games, usually not more. But imagine having 2 weeks off in the middle of a season.
That'd be interesting.
That would be, think of the sleep you could get.
Yeah.
You don't sleep.
No.
Other people do.
Think of the recovery for the players too. Like, would they, I think they would like that. I mean, there's guys who cherish those 3 days for the All-Star break and they won't show up and go, okay, that's fine. Yeah. That's your prerogative. But yeah, if you had 2 weeks, that would be better. But then everyone's up for grabs. Then you almost, you know, it would be a national saga to say, I'm going to reject and I'm not going to play. You're like, whoa, no. You're like the fourth best player in all of America. You need to be on that team. You were selected to be on that team. You have a whole selection show. Like, again, there's still so much potential. And if this is how it's starting, we're still in a really good spot.
A selection show.
I like
that. That would be fun.
Now,
look at us dreaming big.
Do you know when the next World Baseball Classic is?
No, I don't know when the next World Baseball Classic is. My internal clock is totally thrown off from
the pandemic. It's 2023, and what's the rule at the World Baseball Classic? It's every how long?
Is it 3 years? Is it 4 years?
So what's the World Cup?
4 years.
4 years.
Is it 4 years?
It's supposed to be.
Okay.
So then that means the next World Baseball Classic is...
Can we do math? 2027?
Right, which is why the next World Baseball Classic is actually 2026. WBC is like, hey, every 4 years. Listen to this. No, that's the face you should be making. I think a lot of people are exhausted because you go World Baseball Classics every 4 years, right? And the next one will be the sixth one, which means we've had five cycles, right? We've had five breaks.
Yes.
How many of those five breaks have actually been 4 years? Of those five breaks, how many have actually been 4 years?
You gotta tell me.
The answer is two. Only twice has it actually been the 4 years.
This is why I never know when a World Baseball Classic is happening.
Exactly. That's the whole point, is that it's every 4 years, except it usually isn't. It was 3 years to get to 2009, then it was 4 years, then it was 4 years, then we had the pandemic, and now why aren't we waiting four more years for 2027?
Patrick, why?
Collective bargaining agreement. The next lockout and strike is coming already. Don't want to ruin that.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on. But that's why, because the friggin' next CBA kicks the World Baseball Classic up a little bit. 3 years. So we have still had more World Baseball Classics not played in that four-year stretch than actually have. That's baseball.
That's baseball. I'm just glad I have Alyssa to make eye contact with when you were being crazy.
I'm just telling you the news. I'm not orchestrating anything. I'm just relaying the information. That's how absurd it is. It also means it's the 20th anniversary. I mean, that's the type of anniversary.
That's an anniversary. anniversary.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I can't believe it's been 20 years of World Baseball Classics.
And again, 4 times 5 intervals is 20. Mm-hmm. So we're still where we're supposed to be. For if we started in 2006 to get to 2023, that... No, yeah, 2006. If we get to 2026,
so much math.
That's 20 years. That would be 4 year breaks, except again, we've only done it actually twice.
I'm literally going to sue you for making me think about math on a Monday morning.
I know. I know it was 2023 plus 4, but that number's in the thousands. So that was harder. All right, how about geography?
Yeah, give me some geography. Give me something in my wheelhouse.
This is geography adjacent here.
Oh, okay.
Which of these countries have participated in any of the 5 World Baseball Classics? South Africa, mm-hmm. Brazil, mm-hmm. Spain. Which of them do you think have actually participated in a World Baseball Classic? None, or select few? South Africa, Brazil, Spain.
Oh, so it's not even like a multiple choice question. It's like a...
Oh, it's multi-layered.
Oh, is this the trivia game? Or is this something different?
This is it. We're in it.
This is it. We're in it. Okay.
South Africa, Brazil, Spain. Have any of them participated in the World Baseball Classic?
I'm going to say all of them have participated at some point. Have
Susie
they?
Susie Hunter. Ah! Yes.
Yes.
South Africa participated in the first 2 World Baseball Classics. That's something.
Who was on that team?
There's a third baseman. There were 2 catchers.
So you're not answering.
I have no idea.
I was like, was there anyone of note on those teams?
I'm not sure that anyone from South Africa has ever played in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
First 2, Brazil and Spain were both in 2013. Mm-hmm. So that's wild. And like Great Britain, the big deal is if you finish in last place, you still have to go on and then qualify. So that like Colombia, I think, ended up finishing in 5th. So they're going to actually have to qualify now to get in. It's not like an automatic bid.
Wow.
Great Britain, automatic bid. So that's kind of neat.
Huh.
All right, I'll leave you with this last one here.
Okay.
So Great Britain, Czech Republic, Panama, and Nicaragua, they were the 4 teams that qualified in the qualifiers in, I think it was Germany and Italy or Switzerland. Which of these 2 pairs were also part of qualifiers in this last cycle?
Okay.
So last year, 2 of this pair. Were part of the qualifiers. Was it Pakistan and France, Belgium and South Africa, Costa Rica and New Zealand, or Colombia and Argentina?
I'm going to say Colombia and Argentina. No, yes, yeah, maybe. I'm going to say that. And what were the other choices? So many choices. You should have written them out for me.
The actual answer is Pakistan and France.
Pakistan and France?
I feel like those would be the last 2 teams you would think about being involved in a baseball tournament.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I mean, obviously cricket is very popular in Pakistan, but that seems like a kind of a random country to be in qualifiers. But again, is MLB and is the World Baseball Classic, are they selecting these countries individually? Or are the countries going, hey, we actually want to participate?
I feel like Pakistan... taking the cricket skill set and transferring it to baseball.
Could work.
Very, very cool runnings type situation.
Yeah, could work.
You know?
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
13 different players. Not Colombia. I said Colombia before about not qualifying. Who's Elias Diaz playing with this list last year?
He was with Colombia.
Colombia.
Yeah.
It was Colombia. Okay, yeah.
He was.
So no players have ever been born in Spain since 1998. So they were given a bid. I don't even know who it was. I looked it up. It wasn't even worth writing the guy's name down because I'd never heard of him.
Wow, what a...
So it's just weird again how they decided to select these things. All right, last piece.
Okay.
According to the WBSC, that's the World Baseball Softball Confederate.
The governing
confederacy.
Body. Confederacy. Yes.
Yeah, the governing body
the
of this.
The governing body of all this.
Which country was ranked 81st overall or the lowest ranked in the world? So only 81 countries have been ranked. So just think of an obscure country. Let's see if you can name it. And I bet you, if you had 3 guesses, you probably could.
Albania.
Warm. Very warm.
Greece.
Colder.
Serbia. Macedonia.
Yeah, keep
Turkey.
Going. No. You're in that area. It's in that block. It might even border Albania. It's got a border Albania.
Kosovo?
No. Brendan Fraser was there from that movie where he was a caveman. I can't think of what the name of that movie was. Estonia.
Estonia does not. No, no. Estonia, 81. Estonia is not next to Albania.
They don't border at all?
No, they don't.
They almost border?
No.
They want to border.
Estonia's like...
They want to border.
Oh, my gosh.
They want...
You need a geography lesson, my
friend. I do the general region. All right.
No!
So Estonia, 81st, bottom, but at least they're on the list.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nepal, 77th overall.
That's fun.
Even more fun.
Talk about baseball at altitude.
Yeah. Do you know what year... Do you know when baseball was introduced to Nepal?
2006.
Not bad. 1980s. Like during our life. Like it was introduced.
During your life.
Oh, you're 23 and a half or something like that.
Yes. I was not like really around for most of the 80s. Like just a few days.
Limited development in the 80s. The first baseball tournament at the high school level was 2001. In Nepal. 77th and rising. Look out for Nepal. Nepal. Now, if Nepal,
I would love to see. The Rockies should do an international game in Nepal.
Is that our sister country?
I think it's only appropriate. What is the elevation in Nepal? I feel like it's much more than Colorado.
On average, it's probably, I'm gonna say 9,000 feet.
Let's look it up.
Maybe it's higher. We did ask on Twitter, like, which of the MLB teams, if you had to go with one of those nicknames, would you use for the United States? You know, we said Nationals, Yankees, maybe you go something like the Astros. Blue Jays is a North American bird. They're kind of badass. That makes sense a little bit. Although that's the only team that's actually in Canada. For Nepal, they would have to almost take the Rockies, right? You'd have to.
Nepal, the average elevation, 10,715 feet.
Okay.
That is... No one will talk about Colorado baseball once we get some Nepal baseball in there.
Oh, you'd need a humidor inside of a humidor just to have MLB expansion coming to Nepal. Hey, look, you're going to have to check out tomorrow on the DNVR Sports channel on YouTube.
It's a Tuesday show.
That's it. It's going to be a good one.
Tuesdays are Tuesdays.
Tuesday show. You can follow us on Twitter at DNVR_Rockies. At Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at.
You can find me at the Susie Hunter. On all platforms.
Special edition Tuesday show. I know you're going to highlight a little bit of the World Baseball Classic final. Is it going to be Mexico? Is it going to be Japan? It will definitely be Team USA. Tomorrow, keep it tuned in because momentum, it's only as good as your next show. 11 a.m. tomorrow on the DNVR Sports channel on YouTube.